Well, we've got Thanksgiving coming up, don't we? Got a feast at the high school Tuesday. And I'm sure there's going to be feasts in many homes, right? Okay. But we're going to have a feast right now. And welcome to our Thanksgiving meal. Now, I know this is not a huge feast, but when you think about it, it is. Think about what our Lord did on that Seder feast that he partook of. He took the bread and he gave thanks, knowing what was going to happen to him just down the road. And at the end of the meal, he took the cup, the fruit of the vine. And he gave thanks on that, knowing that he was going to die a horrible death. And he was going to be scourged, and he was going to be beaten, and a lot of things were going to happen to him on the way to the cross. He knew all those things, but at the same time, he gave thanks. So what does that tell us? That tells us that wherever we are in our life, whether we are towards the end or towards the beginning, no matter where we are, in pain or in joy, we can still give thanks. Amen. When Jesus instituted the communion with his disciples in the upper room, thanksgiving was included. Paul records that Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And then he says in verse 25 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, implying that Jesus gave thanks at this point as well. And that was tradition in the Seder service. And when we observe communion, we give thanks for the cross having happened, as we should. With both his betrayal at the ending, at the pending cross, Jesus still gave thanks. In Psalm 106, the psalmist described the many kindnesses by which the Lord demonstrated his power and delivered the Israelites from their bondage in Egypt. Then comes these disheartening words in verse 13, but they soon forget what he has done. How could the Israelites do that? How could they forget these wonderful gifts that God gave them? But they did. So this is the reason we continue every Sunday to pray and partake of these emblems, so that we do not forget. Forgetting God's blessings and becoming ungrateful for them go hand in hand. And in contrast, thankful people are thinking people. They make an intentional effort to remember the source of what they have been given. Paul's question in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 is one we could ask in this season of Thanksgiving. What do you have that you did not receive? Communion is also the right time to ask it. For our salvation is something we have received from the Lord. It is nothing we have earned. Amen? Nothing we have earned. We speak of saying grace, and we should do so when we gather in Thanksgiving Day. This meal of communion says grace to us each time we take it. Think of all Jesus has done for you and give thanks. Our Lord gave his life for us. And this is what we remember. He gave his life so that we may have eternal life, that we may have hope, that we may have the future in eternity. Let's partake of this loaf, small as it is. It's a feast. Let's pray together. Thank you for this bread, Father. This bread that represents your Son's body. Body that was given for us on the cross so that we may have eternal life. Let's partake of the fruit of the vine. Thank you, Father, for this fruit of the vine that reminds us of your Son's blood that was shed for us on the cross. The blood that was shed so freely for us. Thank you, Father. In your Son's name I pray. Let's partake together. Father, thank you. As we go about this service, let us not forget the gifts that you gave for us. The gifts of your Son's body and his blood. So that we may have the gift of eternal life. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.